SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Time of worry for many Americans. Democrats being reminded of President Biden's political shortcomings this week as the party is quickly facing a crisis. That follows the release of Special Prosecutor Robert Hur's report that questioned Biden's memory. He cleared Biden of criminal charges despite finding evidence the president did retain and share highly classified information as a private citizen. President Biden growing unhappy with the Israeli military's response in Gaza.
Since the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, the president has supported the Jewish state's right to retaliate. Here at home, he's requested additional U.S. aid for Israel. But the White House also has decried the number of civilian casualties in Gaza as Israeli forces target Hamas. And this week, Mr. Biden went a step further, calling that response in Gaza over the top. The president is facing a political backlash from Arab Americans who are demanding that he support a permanent ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, senators working on that $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Armed Services Committee member Dan Sullivan of Alaska says the supplemental aid bill also offers robust aid to other U.S. allies.
The components of this legislation, particularly on Taiwan and Israel, which generally unifies Republicans, is really, really strong, much stronger than what Biden set up.
GOP lawmakers going after DEI measures. Diversity initiatives would be defunded and banned from universities and other public institutions under a wide range of bills pending in various states. This is SRN News. In Vietnam, a pastor now in jail.
Nay Blang has been sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars for holding a worship service in his home. Radio Free Asia reports he was tried without a lawyer and was officially charged with, quote, inciting actions against the state's interests. The communist government of Vietnam remains hostile to Christianity, especially as practiced by the minority Montagnard people. Religious freedom groups warn that persecution in Vietnam has been increasing lately. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Continued trouble for a Christian coffee shop in Denver for about 8 months now. LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There has also been vandalism. This is SRN News. Now, let's face it, it does happen. Radio stations go off the air sometimes because of weather, sometimes maybe it's a tech issue. But we've never heard of anything like this before. Here's Keith Peters with an explanation.
A radio station manager says the theft of its giant tower has silenced what used to be the voice of a small Alabama town and surrounding county. Authorities say a thief or thieves made off with the 200-foot tower, which was discovered missing February 2nd. That shut down WJLX radio in Jasper, Alabama. So far, no arrests have been made. WJLX general manager Brett Elmore says a nearby building that stored important equipment was also vandalized, with every piece of equipment inside stolen. The station had no insurance on any of it. He estimates it'll take anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.